Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of the Live Sunday edition of the program. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Overarching topic tonight has been the Moors. They are in the news in a way they've not been in, that I can recall, ever. Because they, 11 of them, allegedly were on the side of the road in Massachusetts. The police say they were refueling. Now, whether that's true or not, we don't know. If it is true, then it was a critical mistake to stop on the side of the road. If it was just a breakdown, then you got to do what you got to do in a situation like that. Unfortunately, the police were able to observe that these men allegedly were wearing fatigues. At some point, somebody found a gun. Now, I don't know, we still don't know how this all unfolded, but allegedly these men ran into the woods, or most of them did. The police brought out a SWAT team and managed to round them all up successfully. No shots were fired. No one was injured in this particular case. However, these men have been charged with a bunch of non-crimes, a bunch of victimless crimes like possession of a gun. Because this is Massachusetts, and they don't like guns in Massachusetts. Possession of ammunition is a crime in Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts,
the whole
Boston.
State. No, the whole state of Massachusetts. If you have a shell...
Like where our revolution started.
Yeah, that's the place. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And joining us.
Kirby.
Kirby, all the way from Indianapolis, longtime listener of the program up here for Forkfest, just coming back from the campground. He came down here to Keene to visit us today. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. But, and I don't know if it's a felony, but it is a criminal charge if you have, like, one bullet in Massachusetts. Now, I don't know if they can charge you with having a shell, but it's pretty bad down there. You will get criminal charges for this stuff, and that's why they hit the Moors with possession of body armor while in commission of a crime, which is its own separate charge. Not that they were robbing a bank or doing any actual criminal activity, just the crime, quote-unquote, of having a gun qualified them for the upgraded body armor charge as well. So these guys are facing some serious charges down there in Billerica, I think I was corrected on earlier.
I think so.
And so we got to remember to check the court on that and find out when these guys are going to be in, because these guys know what they're doing in court, at least if this video from 2009 that we're going to continue with here, with a Moore in court. Fascinating stuff. These guys are folks who have studied the court system. They've studied their rights. These are sovereign individuals. The media is mislabeling them unfairly, calling them sovereign citizens. They themselves, on their website, which, by the way, I've got pulled up here, I'll give that to you so you can check them out on your own time, riseofthemoors.org. That's specifically the group that was arrested in Massachusetts. So there probably are other Moor groups or Moorish groups out there. This is the specific group of folks that were arrested this weekend. But we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. First, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Your little rant there, you reminded me of a funny. You know why they call a shot?
Yeah, I think because you could trade a shotgun shell for it back in,
it was a cartridge, yeah. Cartridge. There were so many troops abandoning during the gold rush in California and Deadwood and such.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, trading munition for a drink, pretty much. That's where that came from.
That probably, given the price of ammunition today, it probably still holds true.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's still the gold standards has maintained, and I've always said that lead was a precious metal.
That's a good one.
But that's neither here nor there. I was calling about the Moors.
Yes, sir.
Originally, they ruled the Ivory Coast all the way from the Horn of Africa to Morocco and beyond. They were inbred with the Egyptians. Because traditionally they're as blacks go, they're different looks, just like they're different looks among whites. And they were traditionally thin-lipped and thin-nosed. And one of your callers was right. That is why we created the Marine Corps, was to have something to deal with the piracy of the shipping lanes.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in charge of the African ivory trade and the slave trade. They would buy the slaves from the inland tribes, chieftains. You know, they'd go raid neighboring villages or sell their own daughters or whatever. You know,
are people doing that today?
Yep.
Yeah, they're still doing it today.
Slave trade still alive and well in Africa, places like Mauritania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the white man, I've been here since my bloodline carries on these shores before the revolution, but I'm evil somehow.
Well, I don't know if anybody's saying that.
Well, you know what I'm saying as far as the political hype they're trying to push now.
Oh, like what, domestic terror, quote-unquote, that stuff?
Well, just the whole thing. They're trying to turn one race against the other, and it mm-hmm. goes back to the quotes of King's Immortal. You can always hire one half of the poor to kill the other.
Yeah, somebody online said that the Moors are black nationalists, and they may very well
be.
Are they anti-other races, though? Are they anti-white?
Depends on the ones you deal with. Some of them can't stand white people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them think of white people as just useful idiots.
Mm.
Back in the 70s, these were the guys that moved into the prisons and tried to convert young black men to Islam.
Yep, it's a prison religion.
Well, actually, they mention here on their website, riseofthemoors.org, there's nothing here about, you know, hating whitey or anything like that. I just want to be clear, at least of this group, this particular sect or whatever. They do get into the history of the Moors or what they say here that, interestingly, the founder of the Nation of Islam, Wallace Fard Muhammad, was previously a prominent member of the Moorish Science Temple of America, where he was known as David Ford L. After Drew Ali's death, who's one of the founders, apparently, of the Moors in America, claimed to be the prophet reincarnated, meaning Muhammad did. When his leadership was largely rejected, he broke away from the Moorish Science Temple, moved to Detroit, and founded the Nation of Islam. And, of course, subsequently, Malcolm X came into the Nation of Islam, and Elijah Muhammad, who, you know, was by all indications a scammer.
This guy claimed to be the reincarnation because Muhammad came to be in, like, 638.
Yeah, this is Wallace Muhammad. He's not... he broke away from the Moors and founded the Nation of Islam, which had, if you followed the history of Malcolm X, you know the Nation of Islam isn't proper Islam. It is essentially
a
bastardization.
It's a little bit of Christianity, a little bit of Scientology.
Actually, I just watched Malcolm X a couple of months ago. I just bought the movie. And towards the end of his life, he recanted.
That's correct.
His beginnings.
He changed his viewpoint about other races when he went on his Hajj, and he was able to actually see people coming together from all around the world without any of the hatred, without any of the racist overtones or anything like that. And he had a huge revelation about that and changed literally months before somebody murdered him. And there's speculation
too damn
bad
he couldn't have gone to Porkfest, huh?
That was he would be what, in his 80s now, or if not 90s, I think, if he was
close
still
to
alive.
90,
yeah,
he's born in 1921,
and I think he was 40, I think just 40, about 40,
yeah,
when he died.
39, because Martin Luther King was
about
the
same
age when they died.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to describe another event, though, that happened on 21 June of 2021, where a freedom fighter wrote a four-page note. They don't release the contents of it yet, but it says all about how much he hates cops and is going to hold them accountable. In Arvada, Colorado, he goes out and shoots a cop, and there's all this screaming, and, call goes out, shots fired, and a cop that's in a patrol car, a stopped patrol car. And a cop lover heard the commotion, found out what's going on, and went running to the aid of the cops. Goes up there and shoots the freedom fighter.
Is he like the We Are Change guy?
He shoots the freedom fighter, and the freedom fighter falls down, and the cop lover goes ahead and takes the gun to disarm the freedom fighter, just as the cops are rushing in and they see the cop lover. They don't care whose side he's on or that he's helping them. All they care about is, oh, here's a human being with a gun in
and
hand.
And they blasted him, and he's dead. Yeah, yeah. I heard that story. Thanks for the call, Tom.
I didn't hear that he killed a cop.
I didn't hear that either. More coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here on this live Sunday edition of the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And joining
Kirby.
Kirby's here sitting in with us. Thanks for staying on, man. I appreciate it. You guys could have cut out if you wanted to, but
we ain't doing nothing, man. I'm having a blast. I figured I'd get milk this for all I can.
Good, because I'm glad that you're here. We're going to continue with the Moors. There's a man who is a Moor, and he knows his stuff when it comes to being in a courtroom. And we only got through the first minute of this video. I want to play more of the what's the video titled "Moorish Man Schools Judge in Court on His Rights," and this is on the YouTube channel Free Latvia. Now, this is not the original place this was posted. This is an old video from 2009, and it was re-uploaded to YouTube, looks like, in 2018. It's got about 20,000 views. I suspect those numbers are going to be going up over this next few days, because the Moors are now in national news, given that 11 more men were arrested, allegedly traveling from Rhode Island to a training seminar of some sort, or maybe they're going out to shooting in Maine, but they had a bunch of guns with them. They were on the side of the road. The police claimed they were refueling, but maybe there was another reason they were on the side of the road. Maybe they just broke down, because it seems like a really bad plan to pull over to do any kind of refueling on the side of a highway. It's only a matter of time before some cop comes by, usually a state trooper, and that's what it was in this case, and pulls over to see if you need anything. And then, well, they see your gun, or they see you dressed in fatigues, and they get suspicious.
There was actually a 17-year-old white kid in Arkansas, like, last month or last week, that he was on the side of the road actually fixing his car because it actually broke down, mm-hmm. and he was walking to the back of his truck with a bottle of antifreeze to put it behind the tire because apparently he was afraid his car would roll at the police car, mm-hmm. and the cops shot and killed him.
Wow. So this was after the cop had come over to the scene?
Yep.
Jeez.
It's crazy. His name is Hunter or something.
And by the way, you were curious about that call that Tom had made a moment ago?
Yeah, I was confused because he was saying this freedom fighter shot a cop and then this other guy shot that guy. I was confused because he was calling him the freedom fighter, but the actual guy who died because of this a-hole shooting a cop or whatever, I forget his name. Do you know his name?
I had it in front of me a moment ago, but I don't know if I have it right now.
Well, he shot the guy who shot the cop.
Johnny Hurley.
And then the cops shot him because they're incompetent.
So there was a guy who shot a cop.
Yes.
And then Johnny Hurley, who's apparently a libertarian activist.
From We Are Change.
We Are Change. He took down the guy who shot the cop.
Yep. And somebody witnessed that happen.
Then the cops roll up on the scene. Johnny Hurley, for whatever reason, the cops claim he picked up the other guy's rifle. Now, that could be a lie.
That could totally be a lie. Why would he do that?
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
No good deed goes unpunished.
And the cops don't have video, by the way, of what happened with Johnny Hurley. So the
Amazing.
Cops could be totally fabricating the claim that he picked up the man's rifle.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, right? You'd have to be insane to pick up the rifle of a man
who just shot a cop.
Shot a cop. To be brandishing a gun in front of the police. So I suspect you're right about that, Bonnie. You were the one who suspects that was a made-up story.
Yeah.
But Tom was telling the truth as far as it was a man who killed a cop that started off that whole chain of events. And then the cops show up and they blast David Hurley, or Johnny Hurley, and shoot him to death. So that's what happened there, although I don't think it's necessarily heroic to just walk up and ice a cop for no reason whatsoever. I don't think that violence is the solution
to the
problem of violence. I understand it, using it in a defensive situation, but no one could claim that what the initial man did was a defensive situation. I don't think, legitimately. But let's get back into this video here of the Moor in court. Now, this guy, he's in, I don't know if this is an arraignment or what it is. The Moor claims this is a hearing to determine jurisdiction, or at least that's what he wants it to be. And the judge, a woman in a robe here, she interestingly, sort of steps aside and lets him have his say, which I was really surprised with. You'll see that here in the first couple minutes of this video.
I mean, I'm here to clarify that matter. Other than that, I'm here under threat of arrest and coercion. It is completely against federal case law. It has power to act, and a court must have the authority to decide that question in the first instance. That's Rescue Army versus Municipal Court of Los Angeles. A departure by a court from the recognized and established requirements of law, however close a parent adheres to mere form and method of procedure, which has the effect of depriving one of a constitutional right, is an excess of jurisdiction.
May
you have a flag right behind you, ma'am.
May I interrupt you for a moment?
You may not, ma'am.
Now that, in most courts, that line, you may not. First of all, most judges would never ask, may I interrupt you? And the fact that she's acting in that way suggests that she knows this guy knows a thing or two about courts. She's being very, very cautious for some reason. Because most of the time, a judge is going to just interrupt you. And if you keep trying to talk, you'll get charged with contempt of court. So the fact that the judge is playing it so nicey-nice like this is very, very strange. And then he just shuts her down. He's like, no, you can't ask me a question.
When you're done speaking, would you let me know so that I can ask a question?
I'm not obligated to answer any questions, so I have no intention of answering any question.
I'll ask it anyway, and you can decide what you want to say.
Thus, where the judicial tribunal has no jurisdiction of the subject matter on which it assumes to act, its proceedings are absolutely void in the fullest sense of the term, Dillon versus Dillon.
So he's reading a federal court decision that says, look, if there's no jurisdiction, you can't hear this case. And so he's going to want this judge to prove, or the prosecutor or whatever, to prove jurisdiction over him. And, of course, the belief of a sovereign is that they don't have it. You know, that in order to have jurisdiction, he would have had to have consented or committed some sort of an actual crime. Now, it's not clear what he's been charged with, at least at this point in the video. The video description doesn't have any information about the case or who this is. But this is a real courtroom, real guy with a hat on in court, which is another indicator you got somebody who knows how to stand on his rights here. Let's go on here.
Statues. As it is to my understanding that this is a statute, not a constitutional violation of law. In fact, one of the hearings I had with you said people are not charged with constitutional violation.
Now, this is getting into some legal land, you know, detail, right? So this is the esoteric kind of stuff, right? What's the difference between law and statute? Most people wouldn't be able to tell you what the difference is. And somebody in his position would say statutes are just the rules of the corporation. That the statutes are the rules of the corporation of the state of Massachusetts or whatever state we're talking about. Because, man, these are all corporations. It's all corporate law. And he's saying, hey, I'm not part of your corporation. In fact, she actually gets into asking him when he finally stops on his particular statement that he's making. She will ask him the question here in a little bit that she wants to ask. And then they get into a little bit of the whole, you know, are you working for a corporation? It's interesting stuff. And that's why I say I want to see what these guys who just got arrested this weekend, I want to see how they handle themselves in court. Because if they're anything like this, it's going to be an interesting appearance and very educational for the people that are watching, you know. So we're going to continue here with more of this Moorish man in court. This is old footage from 2009, and you can find this online. Just look for Moor in Court, or Free Latvia is the channel here on YouTube. And we will continue. If you want to comment on the Moors, maybe you've been involved with them, you know a thing or two about them, you want to jump into this conversation, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160, and you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Tropical storm Elsa is bearing down on the Caribbean island, bringing heavy rain and winds up to 60 miles an hour. The storm is forecast to move across central and western Cuba by tomorrow and then head over the Florida Straits before moving over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tropical storm Elsa is responsible for claiming three lives in the Caribbean. The approaching storm comes as officials in Surfside, Florida begin work to demolish what's left of the condo building that collapsed. It's killed at least 24 people. Over 120 remain missing. Eight people were wounded in a shooting early this morning in Fort Worth, Texas. It happened near a car wash and appears multiple guns were used.
This is an extremely tragic event on what is supposed to be a festive occasion on Independence Day.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes, police saying that the gunshot victims are in stable condition. This is USA Radio News. A man has been arrested after allegedly crashing his car outside the Washington Monument last night, missing several people who were walking around the landmark. The driver's been charged with attempted assault with a dangerous weapon. Officers responding to the scene finding the SUV covered in signs and had American flag hanging from its passenger side door that had crashed into a security barrier. The United Arab Emirates has approved Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It's the fifth vaccine to receive such approval by the Gulf Arab state. A massive blaze is raging into a second day in Cyprus. It has killed four people. The blaze is being fanned by strong winds and has affected at least 10 communities over 19 square miles. Two people died and 20 are missing after torrential rains triggered a powerful landslide in a seaside resort town southwest of Tokyo. Video shows the slide crushing houses, sweeping away cars in its way, and collapsing part of a bridge. Officials say dozens of homes may have been buried. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Moors. That's been the general discussion throughout the show here tonight. Who are they? What do they believe? And they have, or at least the folks that were arrested this weekend in Massachusetts for just driving, just going from Rhode Island to Maine. They stopped on the side of the road for some reason. Still not clear why. The police claimed they were refueling, but we haven't heard from the Moors yet because they're in jail on charges with victimless crimes, including having a gun, having ammunition, and having body armor all at the same time. In Massachusetts, that could get you some time in prison.
And so it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. They're sitting in the Billerica House of Correction on a $100,000 cash bail, expected to appear in court later. So what's it like when a Moor appears in court? Well, these are sovereigns. These are people who believe in freedom for themselves from the state. They don't consent. They don't agree to the system. And they are not afraid to stand up in court and say so. By the way, with you here tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
Kirby
joining us here, a special guest co-host all the way from Indianapolis up here for Fort Fest. Let's continue with more of this man in court. He's standing up in front of a judge. He's got a lot to say, and she actually surprisingly kind of sits back and lets him do it. She says, may I interrupt you? She says, a judge. These people don't behave like this with your average person, but this Moor is not your average person. He's an educated individual when it comes to the courtroom. So let's continue.
I don't understand how you can be enforcing statutes and you have the Constitution, the U.S. flag behind you, as if you hadn't taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. Courts enforcing their statutes do not act judicially, but merely ministerially. Thus, no judicial immunity.
Courts enforcing statutes are not acting judicially, they're acting ministerially. He's reading from a court case here.
What is ministerially?
The administration, meaning that they're administrating the statute, sort of like the hearing that I was in with the DMV. That was an administrative hearing. It wasn't an actual courtroom. And that's what he's saying here. He's saying this isn't really like the law. He's saying these are administrative statutes for the corporation, basically, of the state of fill-in-the-blanks. We're still not sure in which state this court claims to be.
And unlike courts of law, do not obtain jurisdiction by service of process, nor even arrest and compel the parents. Boswell versus Otis. I've been here 3 or 4 times under threat of arrest and coercion. Prosecution doesn't even have Otis in front of him. He has no objections. He has nothing to say. He cannot prove jurisdiction. This court should have been dismissed this case. This is a gullible court of incompetent jurisdiction. The fact that petitioner was released on a promise to appear before a magistrate for an arraignment, that fact is circumstance to be considered in determining whether the first instance there was a probable cause for the arrest. Monroe versus Popper. There's no discretion to ignore the lack of jurisdiction. Court must prove on the record all jurisdiction facts related to the jurisdiction asserted. A universal principle, as old as the law, is that proceedings of a court without jurisdiction are a nullity and it's just.
So he said the court here, that he says the court's got to prove it. The court has to prove the jurisdiction if it's challenged. And I think it was you, Kirby, that pointed out earlier, a lot of times they just do whatever they want and they don't care.
That's the way I've always been treated in court, was shut up, sit down, pay this fine, or go to jail.
Right. You want to see my jurisdiction? Point to the man with a gun standing in the corner. That's what the jurisdiction is.
Yep.
That's what it all boils down to. And if a judge is being honest, which most of them aren't, that's what it'll come down
to. Which is probably why we're not allowed to take guns in the court.
Right.
Or even cameras most of the time. I was just wondering how he got it recorded.
This is obviously a court camera, because you can see there's actually you can't see it from where you are, Bonnie, in the studio, but there's two cameras. There's one camera pointing directly at the defendant's table, and there's one camera pointed at the judge. So this court is outfitted with its own camera system, which is interesting. And this is more than a decade ago, 2009. Let me continue.
Without effect, I own personal property. This case has already been put before the federal court, and you will be receiving a notice of removal very shortly. This court has no jurisdiction. Prosecution can't prove jurisdiction. This case shall be dismissed, and it will.
Did you file a notice of removal with the federal court?
Yes, you will be receiving it shortly.
All right. When I receive it, I will rule on it. This is my question to you. Are you employed?
I'm not employed. I'm not employed with any corporations incorporated with the state of New Jersey.
Are you employed with any corporation that's incorporated outside of the state?
Objection. I'm not here to answer questions about my employment. The last time I was made aware of this was supposed to be about whether this court has jurisdiction, and clearly it doesn't. A question about employment has nothing to do with whether this court has jurisdiction, so I'm not obligated to answer those questions. And I shall not be answering any more of those questions that are not pertaining to jurisdictional facts.
Well, this is my question to you. I asked it before. If your position is that this court has no jurisdiction to determine its own jurisdiction.
Objection, man. That is not my ruling. That is not my holding. I've given you the federal case law regarding such. And maybe you can take some time out that you need to do to recheck that. But that's what the case law says, not what I said.
Well, I do have jurisdiction over you. Number one, you're here in my courtroom.
Wow. Because I see it.
So. Right. Now, remember, the reason he's there is because, as he said earlier, threat, duress, and coercion. He knows that these psychopaths, this woman wearing this robe, and all the men with the guns who will do exactly what she says, these maniacs will come to his house, will point guns at him and his family, and he's black, so there's a good chance somebody's going to end up dead.
He didn't willingly go there. He didn't just decide to go there and then, oh, he's in her court.
Right,
so.
He didn't take an invitation to come to court and consent to this.
Threat, duress, and coercion.
Yeah. TDC, let's continue.
Objection, man. You do not have jurisdiction over me. I'm here by way of threat, duress, and
there
coercion. The federal case law stipulates already that compelled appearance and arrest warrants doesn't give a minister acting ministerially and not judicially enforcing their statute jurisdiction. That's incorrect and false. You do not have jurisdiction because I'm here. You told me before
nice.
When I was here that you would lock me up if I didn't come, which was threat, duress, and coercion.
That's right.
I think that you misstate what I told you.
Oh, I bet,
man,
I bet he's not.
Mistaken. I have the videos. I have it on repeat.
I would love to see the whole thing. This is only 10 minutes, right? Like, I want to see the first appearance. I want to see this. Because he said he'd been here three or four times already at this point. I would love to see all of this video.
24/7. I've seen you say
it. I don't recall that I said I would lock you.
Objection, man. That's on the record.
Well, you can object all that you want, sir. And I will continue to have a difference of opinion about that.
Yeah, well, the difference of your opinion, lady, is that you get to use violence to enforce your opinion.
Yep.
That's
Aiden.
The difference.
He gets to be the victim of
That's
violence.
Right. And we all get to pay for it.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
All right. Well, we'll continue with today's proceedings. Then.
See, she's just going to continue.
And I certainly appreciate the courtesy that you extend to me. All right, Mr. Walker, I know that you're here.
Yes.
You wish to be heard, sir?
Your Honor, I have had a prosecutor hearing on behalf of the Office of the Public Defender.
Sorry, Public Defender. My apologies.
I received after the last hearing a court order directing the Office of the Public Defender to represent this defendant. Did file a motion for reconsideration, noting that there has been no indigency determination, which is an essential component of our appointment. So I would ask respectfully that an indigency determination be made at this time, absent that.
All right, so in case you can't understand the mumbling, public defender, he's saying that he was told to show up to represent this man, but he hasn't been proven to be indigent.
Poor.
I mean, he's not been proven to be poor enough to get free representation.
That's why she wants to know if he's employed.
Well, and he's not going to want this guy to represent him anyway because, like I say, he knows his stuff. He doesn't need some public defender. In fact, a public defender is an officer of the court, and I suspect that the Moors would have a principled stand against taking on somebody like that. But we'll see what he has to say here in a moment because there's a few minutes left of this fascinating appearance of the Moors in court. And I think there might be another Moor court video floating around out there. I feel like I've seen another one at some point. Whether it's still there or not, I don't know. But, man, I want to see what happens in Massachusetts coming up later this week because these guys, you will learn something if you watch and you pay attention to what they say. There's more coming up.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you to get on the line right now. The number is 603-283-6160. But I do want to play more of this video here because I think it's important information. It's important to hear a man actually stand up for himself in court and not just let a judge push him around. I find that to be really inspirational. I really appreciate that kind of thing. And let's go on here more. It's Ian and Bonnie here, also Kirby joining us, and it's fascinating to listen to this stuff. The video that I'm playing here for you is called Moorish Man Schools Judge in Court on His Rights. If you want to see it for yourself, that's where you can go. There's a lot of information that's coming out of this man here, so it can be a little overwhelming. That's why I'm kind of stopping it down and trying my best to explain it, because I've done a lot of similar research over the years. I've seen this video in the past. I've seen similar approaches. Kirby, you were just telling me about a mountain man in North Carolina.
Yeah, there was an older guy. He lives off-grid out in North Carolina. And conservation hemmed him up for fishing without a state license. Mm. And when he got into court, he basically explained to him that you have no jurisdiction over me per your own statutes and laws. And the judge had to agree with him and dismiss the case.
Amazing. And there's video of this?
Yeah. It's on YouTube
somewhere.
What do you
look for? Mountain man in court?
Yeah, mountain man in court.
I love it.
I love this kind of stuff. And, you know, people, the judges don't want the audience in a lot of cases to see this, and that's why they will dismiss a case and things like that.
Yeah, they have to hide the truth from us, because if we knew what we could do, we'd be far more dangerous than we are now.
Yeah, that's ignorance is definitely a huge problem with people, and that's why I wanted people to hear this, so they can hear, you know, whether this is all the truth or not, it's very interesting stuff. And whether it'll work for you or not in court, well, as you can see, this judge in this case, she's just charging right ahead. She let him say what he wanted, and then she's like, well, I have jurisdiction because I said so, because you're here, was what she said.
Your voice.
Let's go on.
All right, thank you. Do you wish to be heard on the issue, Mr. Luciano?
I don't wish.
All right. I have inquired of Cheyenne Mutata Cushamurel concerning his employment. He tells me he is not employed in the state of New Jersey by any corporation, and therefore I determine that he does not have the present ability to pay for counsel to proceed in this matter.
Objection, ma'am. I don't know this gentleman. I haven't made any contracts with the public defender's office. I don't know what that was an attempt to do, but he does not have the authority to speak for me.
As I predicted, he would not want the public defender on his side, and he's saying, no, I don't know
this man. That's a good way to lose.
Yeah.
So I would appreciate it if any non-identified parties determinate to act on my behalf. First, fill out an IRS Form 56 and notify the IRS that they're acting in some sort of fiduciary capacity.
Let's talk about the issue of, Mr. Walker, I want to talk about the issue of jurisdiction.
Okay.
One of the issues that has been raised in this case and has been raised over and over again that really needs to be determined before we can proceed with it is with regard to jurisdiction. I have received, it was filed with the court, it was received in my chambers on January 7th. I'm not exactly sure if it was filed downstairs on a different day. Something that has been entitled a non-negotiable affidavit of fact to dismiss with prejudice for lack of personum jurisdiction, lack of discovery, and lack of an injured party. It purports to raise the issue before the court of lack of jurisdiction with regard to Cheyenne Mutata Cushamurel. Despite what Cheyenne Mutata Cushamurel says, this is not an application to the court to dismiss anything with anything. There are certain ways, as you are aware, Mr. Walker, to bring issues before the court.
Okay, so it sounds to me like she's saying, I have received your objection or your notice or whatever he titled it, and I'm just going to ignore it because you didn't file it in the right way. It's not the right format. You didn't, you know, use the three-hole punch like we say you're supposed to or whatever stupid legal crap. Anyway, going on.
What we need to do is have the issue brought before the court properly by way of a notice of motion. I don't even know if Mr. Luciano got a copy of it.
A notice of
motion.
Certainly
you know that any motion filed has to be served on the prosecutor.
What is that?
I have no idea. I know what a notice is. I know what a motion is.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a notice of motion.
I've never heard them together.
How much time does your office need in order to do that? And did you receive a copy of this?
I have not received a copy of that. And before I address that issue, I would respectfully request that you would inquire into this defendant's assets to see whether he has the present ability to retain private counsel.
This is the public defender once again speaking.
But I thought he already said he didn't want that guy to represent him. What the heck?
Yeah, he's going on.
These people are psychos.
Objection. This is obscene.
Sir,
this is
a conversation that I'm having with Mr. Walker, not with you.
He didn't want me to
interrupt you, I would like you not to interrupt me or Mr. Walker.
Objection. This man cannot speak for me, man. I haven't filled out any public defender's applications nor contracts to agree to that. You cannot force me against my consent to have someone who has no formal contract or agreement with to speak on my behalf. I'm a natural flesh and blood man. I don't have to have... Yes, ma'am. I do not have to have...
What a strange question.
Man.
Did you hear her? She says,
yeah,
you are.
Wait,
as
what did he say?
You can't be real.
He says, I'm a natural flesh and blood man.
That's because of what straw people to them.
Yeah, I speak for myself.
What a weirdo.
Yeah,
what a psycho.
Very strange.
She just told on herself.
Yeah, well, this is an indicator that we're dealing with a cult here. That you know, whether the whole sovereign, what do they call it, straw man thing is true or not, all capital letters, all that stuff, that's where you start getting really deep into the rabbit hole of of court esotericism, but let's go on here.
An attorney at law, a colorable attorney at law, de facto attorney at law, propose or purport to speak for me in any regards to these matters at hand.
Now, there was a fade there in the video, so there may have been something cut out. Let's go on. And the judge is reviewing paperwork.
March 23rd, sufficient time, Mr. Walker?
I think so,
Judge. All right. Oh, my God.
And this matter shall be and hereby is continued until Monday, March 23rd at 9 o'clock.
Objection, ma'am. The notice of removal is already in. You will be receiving it today. So.
If I receive it before March 23rd at 9 a.m., I am aware of my obligations when a matter has been removed to federal court. If for some reason the federal court does not accept it, or it's not properly filed, or there's something else, that's the next day for this proceeding.
Objection, ma'am. I will not be participating in any more of these proceedings.
Do what you want.
I can do that.
This is the only notice that I will give you of the proceeding on March 23rd.
Do what you want, she says now. Well, is that permission?
Yeah.
You give me permission?
That's like left-handed permission. I dare you.
Yeah. I suspect she will not respect any sort of do what you want on his behalf. But let's go on with the remaining 30 seconds.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, we don't send out letters reminding people. We simply expect that she will be here.
We expect you'll be here.
Do you have his address?
I have
this. The PO box is right there.
Objection. If you attempt to contact me and negotiate any contracts with me, you will be getting sued in federal court too.
He says that to the public defender.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
I love this guy. I wish I knew who he was. I mean, they mention his name in there, so if I go back and I listen, it's like something El Shabazz or what. It's one of those long.
It's probably in the description.
No, it's not. That's the problem. That's the problem. It just says mirrored for educational purposes.
It did say his name in the.
Yeah, his name is in there. If you go back and you listen to it, it's one of those long, you know, like Muslim Nation of Islam. Oh, he's not Nation of Islam, but actually Nation of Islam came out of the Moors. So there's a lot of interesting background here, and like I said, I want to learn more about him. I've been fascinated by him for years. But let's go to David in New Mexico real fast. David, any thoughts?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch in there that nobody's picked up on. There's like a half a dozen different points, and obviously we're not going to get to them all. So let me
pick one fast.
Well, okay. So the theory of appeals. I won a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, reversing a lower court judge like this woman you are playing. And the reason that I won that appeal is because I did what this gentleman was doing, but I did it in a more effective manner. And that is that I read into the record, in the lower court hearing my legal theories, whether or not the court wanted to hear them, so that they, because you cannot appeal those points unless they're on the record.
But is there video of your appearance?
No, there's no video.
That's what you got to fix. You got to get a video for next time so people can watch and learn. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Kirby, what I would say to Shabazz after I'd like to ask you a question. All right. Allah is not God. Muhammad is a war profiteer. Death to jihadists.
Oh, I wish we had more time.
Death to jihadists. That's
I wish we had more time for him. He's no longer banned from the phone line, so I'm sure we'll be hearing back from James in Arizona. He can call into the show again. So, he called toward the end of the show. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks, Kirby, for being here. See you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.